Harry, with the international community seemingly in paralysis as to how to act with the Syria situation, what good is a delegation from the Holy See going to do?
That's a good question, James. I think there is some paralysis within the international community as to what to do with Syria. The situation is getting worse and worse in different parts of the country. But with that worsening situation, there is also an effort to try and find a way out of this standoff between the regime on the one hand and the rebels or the fighters against the regime. And interestingly enough, this Vatican delegation that is going to Damascus comes at a time when two other developments took place. One is that the UN Arab League envoy, Lakhdar Ibrahimi, is trying to negotiate a ceasefire during the Muslim feast of Eid al-Adha, the feast of the sacrifice, in order to try and introduce some goodwill measure into the Syrian equation in the hope that it might actually replicate itself forward in the future. And the second thing that's happened, of course, is that the online activist group Avaz has just come up with a statement saying that there are roughly 28,000 at least Syrians who have disappeared as a result of the fighting that is going on. I think that Lakhdar Ibrahimi is doing his best not to follow Kofi Annan in failure. I think the Avaz group is showing that what those disappearances mean is that either the Syrian regime is trying to get rid of the rebels or the activists, get them off the streets so they don't fight the regime, or else intimidate Syrian society so less people would fight against it. And in these two contexts, you have the Vatican delegation going, showing solidarity with the Christian communities there, which is clearly important because, as we've often said, the Christian communities are caught sometimes between a rock and a hard place. They are worried, they're concerned, they're anxious, they're afraid. They don't like the regime, but they're not too sure they would like what would replace the regime if it becomes something austere, Islamist replacement to a totalitarian austere regime. So the fact that this delegation is going there, I think, is more to inject a sense of hope and a sense of solidarity for all the Christian communities across Syria, as well as to send a message to the rest of the Syrian population that we're here, we're following what's happening, they matter to us, and they are part and parcel of the Syrian society as a whole.